Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A couple people tipped me off to a story regarding Carvana. I've talked about Carvana before. They sell cars. And they've run into trouble in a couple states. A while back, I talked about North Carolina, I believe it was, where they lost their ability to sell cars for a little while. And if that's what you do and you can't do it, that's not good for business. So now the story is out of Florida. Several people sent this to me. State regulators settle with Carvana for $6,000 over title delays from 2020. The $6,000 is a fine of sorts. Shannon Benkin wrote the story, and it's out of Tampa. The story is, for weeks, Carvana's been in the hot seat over titles that were not delivered to people who'd bought cars. You can have the car. There's only so much you can do with the car if you haven't got the title. So that's kept some people in Tampa Bay area from registering their vehicles. For some, that wait meant they had to stop driving cars despite the fact they were stuck paying for the car. So Better Call Benkin got involved. They've learned that state regulators have reached a settlement agreement with Carvana over similar complaints going back to February of 2020. But the question is, the fact that they resolved these complaints from a year ago, are they still having the problem now? A couple days after the TV station did their first report on this, the state filed an administrative complaint citing Carvana's Jacksonville location and Carvana's CEO for failing to transfer titles within 30 days as required by Florida law. Now, most states have got laws on how quickly the title must be transferred over to the new owner when you sell them a car if you're a dealership. And there were delays because of COVID, and I understand that, also with registrations and license plates, right? We heard about that. But the question is, how long is reasonable, even in those trying times? So in the complaint that recently got resolved, 12 different customers were named, and they had waited between 3 to 8 months before finally getting the title to the vehicles they'd bought from Carvana. All of those titles were issued by November of 2020, but again, it took at least one person 8 months to get their title. It wasn't until recently that the state filed its complaint, which threatened Carvana with a fine or suspension or revocation of its license. Public records also show a settlement agreement was signed in that case last week. Carvana agreed to pay $500 per impacted customer for a grand total of $6,000. While the state was investigating and negotiating that case, Tampa Bay area customers were dealing with their own nightmares resulting from a similar situation. One customer bought his Lexus SUV from Carvana when he was getting ready to retire to Florida. He says it took months to get his Michigan plate, and now he says he can't get a Florida plate because Carvana and its lending partner can't locate the title and send it to the state as required. So he says, Florida tells me I have to get it from Carvana. Every time I call, everybody's sorry, but I still don't have a title. And, you know, sorry, don't put a plate on the car, my friends. So now his Michigan plate has expired, and he says his insurance company is threatening to drop him because your insurance company's got this wacky notion that your car's got to have a plate on it for you to drive it. I mean, call them crazy, but if you're driving an unregistered car, the insurance company's going to say, yeah, that's a problem. So after the TV station's show Better Call Benkin got involved, the state issued him a temporary tag, but there are no answers about the title. And again, temporary tags have a problem in that they are temporary. So you can often hear stories like this where they issue a temporary tag and another temporary tag. And I've heard of states where the dealerships can often issue the tags themselves. And I've heard of a dealership just keep reissuing another temporary tag. And after you've done that a few times, you start wondering, is this right? You should start wondering, is this legal? Because it might not be. And then what happens? So meanwhile, another guy in Treasure Island turned to Better Call Benkin when he couldn't drive his Infiniti that he bought from Carvana. When Carvana was no longer able to legally issue the man another Florida temporary plate, he says the mega car dealer emailed him a copy of an Arizona plate and told him to tape it in his back window. That led to the man getting pulled over twice by county sheriffs in his area. So here's the thing. There's no explanation as to why a man who lives in Florida is told to tape a copy of an Arizona plate to his rear window when he's in Florida. And these are the kinds of things that make you wonder if everyone at all of these locations knows what they're doing. When he pulled me over, I gave him all the paperwork. He ran this and said, "It's not valid," the man says, regarding the traffic stop with the duplicated Xeroxed Arizona license plate picture in his back window. The deputy doesn't even know why they would give this to me. It's not legal either to have it in Florida if I'm a Florida resident. And it turns out the man appears to be a Florida resident, driving in Florida with a photocopy of an Arizona plate in his window. So now Better Call Benkin from WFLA says that they've heard from five local consumers, but they dug up public records that show many others have complained to state regulators around the state of Florida. Last month, they had a story about a man from Tampa who couldn't drive his Subaru that he bought from Carvana because the company couldn't locate the title. After that report, Carvana swapped out the car for a Volkswagen, and the man was happy to get rid of the headache. But the car swap still offered no answer as to the location of the title for the Subaru that he had tried to buy back in April. And here's the thing. A big operation handling cars and titles and keys and paper and money, there's going to be some issues. But the weird part is that there are huge, huge volume dealers around America that do this successfully. And they bring in extremely talented people who are good at logistics. And logistics, to put it simply, is the science of keeping track of stuff and moving stuff around without losing track of it. And so every car on your lot, if you are a used car dealer, you need to know where the keys are and where the title is. And in most states, you've got to have a document that shows when it got on your lot and when it left your lot, meaning it got sold out of inventory. And so if you're not good at those things, you are in the wrong business. Now, it's true that Carvana is huge, and the numbers they do are probably likewise huge. And what they need to do is get somebody who's very, very good at logistics on steroids, figuratively speaking. Find somebody who's good at that and have them do it. Now, I'm sure what's happening right now is they're doing such volume so fast that mistakes are being made. But you got to slow it down just enough to where those mistakes aren't being made. Because the idea that you can sell someone a car, but you don't know where the title is, it's, as I've said before, an order of operations problem. Because when you go to sell the car, you should have in hand the car, the title, and the keys. And if you do not know where the title is, it's the same as not knowing where the car is. You shouldn't sell it. You should not sell the car unless you know where the title is. And if you do sell the car without a title in hand and a problem arises, guess what? That is your fault. The $500 per incident fines levied by the state of Florida, I believe, are low. But we'll see what happens. So we talked about the guy who had the Subaru with no title, but they gave him a Volkswagen in exchange. A spokesperson for Carvana said that she would look into the issues and get back to the TV station, but that has not happened yet. So the TV station reached out to Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. And in response, the department reached out to the man who had the photocopy of the Arizona plate. And they provided him with a new temporary Florida plate so he can legally drive in Florida now. Meanwhile, the state is looking into his issue, and he says that's not enough. Florida is not the only state where Carvana customers have complained about similar title issues. This TV station found that North Carolina handled complaints differently. Public records show that the state recently suspended Carvana's license in one county until the end of January. A spokesperson from North Carolina said one of the reasons is that Carvana issued out-of-state temporary tags and plates and failed to turn over titles to the state DMV. So it's a mess, but many of you have already figured this out or knew this all along, but the state is intimately interested in car sales because of taxes, and they make money on the sales tax of the car if there's sales tax in your state on cars. and they make money off the registration and the titling and all of these documents. There's fees attached to that, so that when a car gets sold, the state wants their money. And if they don't get their money, there's a problem. And so what they have done with this process is they've got a situation where cars are titled. When you sell the car, you do a transfer title. You send that to the state with the money for the sales tax and the title transfer fees. And then the title comes back and goes to the new owner. And if that system falls apart, the state is concerned, and there's no way to quantify this, but I suspect they're more interested in their money than anything else. So where's their money? They want their money. Now, if they somehow get sent money, but the paperwork's still done wrong or incomplete, you got a problem. But if the titles are lost, presumably, they can't get sent to the state. The fees don't get paid. Now the state's upset. So that's the issue. Secondarily, the state is concerned because titles are evidence of ownership, and they're often the best evidence of ownership. Someone's driving down the road in a car, and they say, this car is mine. How do you prove the car is yours? Well, a title and a registration go a long way towards showing who owns the car. And if that paperwork's not done properly and the police officer pulls you over and you've got a Xerox photocopy of a license plate from another state taped to your window, it raises a whole bunch of questions. So Carvana's been fined in Florida. One of their shops was temporarily suspended in North Carolina. This could all be chalked up to growing pains in a time when cars are selling like hotcakes, as they say. But it's something they need to get straightened out. Because a car dealer, well, you can't say they only got one job. But they got one job when it comes to you, and that's to sell you a car. But they've only got one job when it comes to the state, and that is to submit the payments along with the paperwork. If they don't do that right, trust me, the state's going to come knocking and ask what's going on and possibly fine you. Now, if it's only a $500 fine per car, not that big of a deal, but maybe these things will escalate if they get worse. So the story is sent to me by John, Steve, Nick, Garth, and Kevin from WFLA. State regulators settled Carvana for $6,000 over title delays from 2020. Shannon Benkin wrote it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. What's the only rock group that has four guys who don't sing? Mount Rushmore.